Everybody loves a parade, and President Trump has asked for one. He was reportedly so impressed by the Bastille Day parade he saw in France last July and the show of force he was treated to in Beijing in November. He asked the Pentagon to stage a similar event, gave them marching orders, as one unnamed military official told the Washington Post, which broke the story. There's some speculation a parade could be held on Veterans Day, November 11th, which is also the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, but no official word and a lot of questions. Retired Major General Paul Eaton served during Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003 and 4. He joins us now. General Eaton, what did you think when you heard about this idea?
This is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And for the first and most compelling reason, this is not about the military. This is about assuaging a fragile ego that we've got with this commander-in-chief.
Well, I have to jump in to say that, of course, that's not how President Trump would put it. He has said that he wanted to do something bigger and better than Bastille Day, which does feel like ego. But he's also said he wants the military to be honored, and you're in the military.
This is not about honoring the troops. This is about the President of the United States. This has nothing to do with honoring the troops. Parades serve a useful purpose in the soldierization phase of developing a soldier. We do it in basic training. We do it at the at West Point. We don't do parades unless once in a rare moon do we do it. 91 was the last time we did such a parade to recognize the return of our troops with General Schwarzkopf in the lead. That's the last time we did this. Parades are a huge cost, cost in time and cost in money, and we don't have enough of either for the circumstances that we're in today.
Well, that's been one of the criticisms, that perhaps the focus should be on the needs that the military has. This will cost millions and millions of dollars. Retired Admiral James Tavridis told us that while he loves recognition for the troops, this is a wasteful, expensive, showy parade, and better to focus on things like fixing the VA, taking care of military families, funding the best equipment for combat. That was his opinion. But you mentioned the parade in 91. John Noonan, who's senior counselor for military and defense affairs in Senator Tom Cotton's office, tweeted out that he remembered that parade. It was awesome. And so another parade is a good idea, long overdue. The military has 71% approval, has been fighting 17 years. Let them show off. Every year, 200,000 people come to Andrews Air Force Base to watch our military on display. Air shows around the country draw people. Give the ground guys a little bit of love.
Well, the ground guys don't feel that this is giving them love. This is a cost in resources. And at a time when we are fighting in Afghanistan, trying to get out of Iraq, and potentially having to get ready for North Korea, this is not a great time to do this. And there's no purpose that this serves other than basically to honor the President of the United States.
Are you also concerned, as historian Douglas Brinkley is, this is something that we see, except for the example of France, which has the Bastille Day parade, which celebrates the fact that the country survived a revolution. Except for that, this is something that we see in totalitarian countries.
Indeed, this is not the American tradition. This is a totalitarian tradition. This is something that you see in North Korea, China, former Soviet Union, and today in Russia. This is not an American tradition. And in 1962, as a little kid, I was at the Bastille Day parade and saw Charles de Gaulle. It was magnificent. But it is a peculiar French tradition, and it is something that the French have done for over 100 years. So that's the only democracy that I can think of that actually does this.
Well, and in fact, North Korea has a military parade scheduled for tomorrow, a day before the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics, said to be, you know, a show of force. What about that, though, that notion that what's wrong with a show of force when you have when you have leaders like the leader in North Korea?
A great show of force. And just before the wall came down, we put the Soviet general staff in a Black Hawk helicopter and flew them low and slow over Tank Alley at Fort Hood, Texas. We have thousands of combat vehicles along that Tank Alley. And if you want to impress somebody, just do that, and they will be completely impressed. So if you want to signal how powerful you are, bring the guy you want to message and let them see what we have in various military installations around the United States. That's how you make a statement.
Well, and the Washington Post pointed out that that might be more practical than bringing the 70-ton tanks to Pennsylvania Avenue and the blacktop there, which will immediately be destroyed.
Indeed. And whenever you do something like this parade that he's talking about, again, great many people will spend a great amount of time to prepare and execute this thing. So it's the timing is bad. It's terrible.
Retired Major General Paul Eaton served during Operation Iraqi Freedom. General Eaton, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you very much.